Brother Keith, would you come, please? Keith Moore. Oh, my, my. We are so blessed. And you're to blame for a lot of it. You've helped us. You've so well taught the people that God has placed under your care in preparing place and giving place to the presence of the Lord and the moving of the Holy Ghost. And you got more.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, I'm not talking about your name. I'm talking about you got more. Right now.
We're so blessed that y'all are here.
Praise God. Yes, but you've got more in the spirit.
Yes,
right
sir.
Now, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Singers, players, come back, please.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to start something new.
Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. If you would, just close your eyes and just lift up your heart to Him. I heard the word of the Lord. Brother Kenneth was talking about it. The Lord seeks those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. In truth. Any insincerity, any falseness is like a wall between you and Him because He sees through all of it. And I heard the Spirit of God saying, open unto me. Open unto me. Lay aside all the pretensions, every false thing, every prideful thing. Open your heart wide. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. I am so thankful to you. You are so faithful. You are so good. I am so thankful to you. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. I am so thankful to you. You are
so thankful.
nations. You've answered every one of my prayers. You've always been faithful. I am so thankful to you. Sing it to me. So everybody, just stand up and lift up your hands and let's worship. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open up your hearts real wide to God. No pretensions, no pride, no falseness, nothing fake. Open wide, he said, open unto me. Oh, let's worship him. Oh, we worship
you, Father, hallelujah.
Worship you. Worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah. I heard these words. Continue to open your heart to me tonight. I'll speak to you. I'll take you into places, inner chambers, secret places. Only be very humble, very honest. Draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, just lift your hands and worship him another time. Just say, Lord, I do that. I'll do it the rest of the night. I'll continue to open my heart, open my mind. Open my soul. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. Go ahead, lift up your voice. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Worship you, worship you, I worship in spirit and in truth, with all my heart and soul. Worship you, I worship you, worship you, I worship you. Oh, come on, saints, lift your hearts, lift your voices. Oh. I drop nigh unto you, reach out unto you, open my heart, pray, hey, pray. I worship you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, our eyes are on you. We defer to you. We yield to your spirit. Have free course in our midst. Oh, oh, oh. Strongholds are being broken. Long-standing strongholds are being shattered. Long-time hindrances are being broken down. Long-time walls are being pushed down. Pushed down. Pushed down. Won't hold you back any longer. Won't hold you out any longer. Won't stand in your way any longer. Won't hinder you any longer. Sing, I am free. I am free. Let your hands move about. Yeah. free, I'm free. I am free.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hallelujah.
I am free. All week. Say it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Everybody, believe it in your heart. And say, I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
Free.
I'm free. Oh, thank God. What I do now, Brother Kenneth? Come on and praise him another time. Give him worship. Oh, Lord, I worship. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we honor you in this place. We worship you. We adore you. You are our God. We are your people. This is your service. This is your place. Have your way. Your will be done. Glory to God. Faithful, you are so good, and I am so thankful to you. Sing it again. I am so thankful. Tell the Lord,
I am so thankful. I am so thankful to you.
Oh, yes, I am.
You are so faithful.
Yes, you are.
You are so.
Singing,
you are so faithful.
Yes, you are.
You are so good. I am so thankful to you.
Oh, hallelujah. You can be seated. Now, don't change gears. The Lord said, keep your heart open for the rest of the service. Just keep humbling yourself. Absolutely. Honesty is not the best policy. It's the only policy for a serious child of God. Just as honest as you know how to be before Him. This is connected. Offering is to be worship and praise, just like what we're doing. It's not supposed to abruptly change into something else. Just like we're lifting up our voice and our praise, will you lift up your substance? It's supposed to be the very same thing. And Brother Kenneth asked me about leading the offering. And a word came up in my heart. So can we open the Bible without you just totally changing gears? And can you stay hooked right here? And let's not go down from here. Let's move up from here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews. Chapter 12. Get ready to shout some more. Are you ready? Huh? Look at your neighbors if they look ready to shout again right now. Huh? I'm glad I came already tonight. The Lord is here. He's here in this place. Do you sense His presence? Do you know He's here? He's talking to us. He's ministering to us. Hebrews 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the what?
Finisher.
And the finisher of our faith. He which has begun a good work in us. What's He doing? He is completing. He is finishing to the end. How many standing and believing for some things? How many of the Lord has started something in your life, in your business, in your church, in your ministry, in your personal life, but you're not at the end of it? Maybe you're just been going a while. I have the sense in my spirit a lot of people has been believing on some things for some time. You're past the halfway mark. And the Lord's got a finishing word for you right now, and this is a finishing offering, and the seed's going to be a finishing seed. Everything produces after its own kind. Every seed does. Nothing satisfies like finishing what the Lord gave you to do. Nothing. Jesus, over in John 4, if you turn over there, I'm not going to take a long time, but this is very important. You know, Jesus was by the well and He ministered to. Steve, just stay with that organ. John 4:32, they said, did somebody bring Him something to eat that we didn't know about? And verse 34, Jesus said, my meat, my food is to do the will of Him that sent me and to what? He said, the thing that satisfies me, you can be hungry and be satisfied. Sometimes people are substance abuse and addictions have to do with trying to satisfy a spirit hunger with natural stuff. Can never do it. But you know what will satisfy you? Like no food, like no drink, not like no drug ever possibly could come close to. It's finding and finishing what He's called you to do. Is God big enough to not only help you find it and get started, but is He big enough to see you all the way through it and help you finish it? Help you finish it. There's a word of finishing. There's a quickening for finishing. Paul said, I'm going to finish my course
with joy. That's not dragging your foot across the finish line. Man, that's laughter rolling out of your mouth as you hit the mark with your chest and go, ha, I'm out of here now. I made it. All the way. Somebody say, I'm going to make it. All the way. I'm going to run my entire race. I will finish my course. With joy. With joy means a strong finish, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm going to finish strong. I want you to see a word from the Lord, a word the Lord gave us, 1 Chronicles 28. We just opened another church, another part of the country, and the Lord helped us to develop the facility before we opened the doors. And we didn't have the money before we started, but every time we needed it, it was there. Chunk after chunk and piece after piece. And the Lord gave us this word while we're in the middle of it. And we knew big bills were coming. And you didn't know how the Lord would do it, but you believed that He would. He gave us this word. And He directed me to give it to you right now. Because it's not just Brother Keith's word. It's in the Bible. Belongs to you. Somebody said, this belongs to me. He gave this word. David and Solomon and all of us, 1 Chronicles 28 and 20. Thank you, Lord. You comfortable? Oh, He's here. These are His words. I'm just reading them, but He said them. 1 Chronicles 28, 20. David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of a good courage. How many know you can't be strong if you're depressed? The joy of the Lord, your strength. You can't be strong if you're scared, full of fear. Be strong and of good courage and do it. Has the Lord told anybody in here to do something? He said, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with you. See, Solomon knew God had been with his daddy. He knew that from the time he was a boy, facing Goliath, being chased by Saul, all the stuff he had been through. He said, my God will be with you. Same God that got me through is going to get you through. Do you know you have exactly the same God of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland? Same God as Oral Roberts. Same God. Kenneth Hagin. Same God. He's your God. He's not just their God. He's your God. Somebody say, my God. He's my God. He said He will be with you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. Come on, read the rest of that with me. He will not forsake you until what? Till what? Till what? Till you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Could you take this for yourself personally as a word from the Lord? Not only is it in the book, but the Lord prompted me and directed me and anointed me to read it to you right now, directly, personally. Somebody say, this is my word. This is my word. This, the Lord is with me. He will not fail me. He will not leave me until I have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Your part. All that you're supposed to do, you will do. We're finishing. In a few more clicks, a few more days, we're going to be out of here. But right now, we are on a tour of duty. We are to have a soldier mentality. We are to be mission oriented. We are going to complete our mission in our generation Oh, come on, that's not enough amens. I said, we are going by the help of God, by the grace of God, we will fulfill His plan for us. We will complete our mission. Oh, come on, you need to say it a little stronger than that. Say, I will complete my mission in my generation, in my time. I will. And I had the sense that our offering this evening, we were to sow specifically a finishing seed. You sow your seed towards the Copelands, enabling them to finish what the Lord has called them to do this year and the next as the Lord sustains them. And then you believe for a harvest of finishing resources. Everything I need to finish. Equipment, buildings, housing, whatever the case might be, everything from a printer to an aircraft, whatever it might be, if you need it to finish what God's called you to do, you believe you receive it when you release your seed this evening. Is that okay? Ushers, wait on the people. Raise your hand if you need an envelope. Check should be made to KCM. This is a seed toward them being able to finish what the Lord's called them to do in this year and in this time to propel them into the next parts. And every seed produces after its own kind. And we'll believe that we receive a finishing harvest. The Lord gave us a word on this last project. He said the money is not going to be a problem. We held on to that, simple as that might sound. And it wasn't. It hasn't been. You can say it too. The money is not going to be a problem. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hold up your hand if you need an envelope. Hallelujah. Raise your hand if you need an envelope. As soon as you're ready, you can stand. If you're still writing, just keep your seat. But when you're ready, got your offering ready. No rush. This is supposed to be worship, remember? So just as you are prepared and you're standing, just close your eyes and I want you to see yourself finishing things. I want you to see projects finished. Things completed. Things paid off. Things done. The author and the finisher of our faith and that which He's begun in us too. Oh, hallelujah. Hold up your offering before the Lord. And if you don't have anything to give, well, go ahead and stand up anyway and just hold up your hand, even though it's empty, and ask the Lord for seed to sow. He'll give it to you. Said out loud, Lord, I worship You with my heart, with my words, with my substance, with my stuff. I believe Your word. That You will not leave me. You will not fail me. You will be with me until I have finished everything You've called me to do in Your service. I sow a seed to finish, and I claim a finishing harvest, abundance of everything needed to finish strong. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead and thank Him for finishing. See yourself
completing. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Say it again. I will run my entire race. I will finish my course with joy. I will finish strong. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Ushers, wait on the people. Guys, y'all want to do something now?